There's always grace raining upon us. March 31st, 2024. If you follow me on Facebook or Instagram, you already saw the picture associated with this post, but I want to tell the story behind it. The past week was rough. Mars entered Pisces and started lighting up various parts of my astrological chart. Mars is the god of war. Assertiveness, bravery, and forward motion are positive expressions of that energy. Negative expressions are aggressiveness, brashness, and impulsivity. I mostly felt the negative expressions. My temper ran hot and I wanted to be impulsive. Because things weren't going how I liked, my internal response was, "Burn it to the ground!" For the record, I didn't. Add in Mercury retrograde, which is also lighting up my chart, so communication has been wonky and technology isn't working properly, and you have a recipe for not fun times. I recognize not everyone believes in astrology, and that's fine. You don't have to. For the purposes of this post, just remember there are times when you're angry, frustrated, and things aren't working how you'd like them to. So, in the middle of this delightful mood, I took a walk, and a voice told me, "Look up." I did, and saw a sundog, or a rainbow ring around the sun. I squealed and shared my delight with a construction worker because I can't keep these things to myself. When I see something beautiful or feel love towards someone or something, I share it. Seeing that rainbow ring shifted my entire mood, and it reminded me of two things. One, that I am connected to the divine beloved. I don't normally walk around staring at the sun. I would have completely missed the sundog if a voice hadn't told me to look up. Two, the experience reminded me there's always love and grace raining down on us if we're willing to see it. In my spiritual tradition, we say that divine bliss and grace are always being showered upon each and every being, but we don't feel it because we're holding the umbrella of vanity or ego over our heads. If we want to be drenched by that divine shower, we have to remove the umbrella. I both love and hate that saying because the pat answer for removing the umbrella of ego is meditate. But I've never been satisfied with that response because there's not much instruction or explanation. And I've been meditating for decades and the umbrella of ego is still over my head. However, seeing this rainbow ring, it struck me that removing the umbrella of ego means recognizing love is here, even when things are challenging. It means remembering there is a force in the world that loves us, is shining upon us. Removing the umbrella of ego means practicing humility and understanding my place in the great web of life. The ego tells us we're alone, separate, in charge. It says we have power over everything that happens in our lives. It's the law of attraction on steroids. But grace is the opposite. Grace is connection, communion, and the recognition we are a part of the whole. Grace asks us to glance up, to notice the miracles around us, and to realize we are so very loved if we're only willing to look. I dream of a world where we understand there is a guiding force in our lives, a world where we know we are connected to something greater than ourselves, a world where we remember we are very, very loved, a world where we realize there is always grace raining upon us, and if we practice humility, if we look up, we'll see it. Another world is not only possible, it's probable.